Kakalosh Bokato, we're just going to continue with the halachot of Seudat of Shabbat, or really this is actually right before the Havdalah. Yesterday we mentioned the fact that once it's already become nighttime, we're not allowed to actually eat unless we do Havdalah. Now, water was permitted, and we said, however, though, if you started Seudat Shlishi beforehand, so then it was permitted. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah that when does it become prohibited? When it's going to be after Chashecha, right? When it's going to be nighttime. He says, but if it's going to be a doubt, so therefore he says that there's not going to be a problem. However, though, he says, what happens to do a Seudat Shlishit? Which means, what happens if a person already comes to the Beit HaKnesset, or he wakes up late, and all of a sudden he realizes he didn't do Seudat Shlishit, and it is already nighttime, which means that it already passed Shekiyat HaChama. So what's he supposed to do? So says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikom Makom Nireh Li to do a Seudat Shlishit. If you didn't eat beforehand, for sure you're allowed to eat after the Shekiyah. So he says, and therefore he says that even, so this is actually a very important halakha, because this is basically telling you, right, that basically there's no problem to start Seudat Shlishit after Shekiyah. Now, obviously, here we're not talking about Lechatechila, because Lechatechila, we have to start Seudat Shlishit before sunset. However, though, if a person came late, or they got disturbed, or whatever would happen, and now it's only after Shekiyah, and he's asking, can I eat Seudat Shlishit? The answer is yes. The Sharatzion brings down is that since it's a mitzvah, we could rely upon the Shittat Razai and also the Rosh, that they hold that there's no problem, or also maybe there's going to be like, you know, the mitzvah said the Rabbanan. There's a whole bunch of different things exactly why are we allowed to do it. However, though, here it actually brings down that now it's going to come out that to do with it, for sure you're allowed to do it. It says the Kabachim Falache brings this down in the name of the Shut Zechor Li Yitzchak, and he says that you're allowed to do it. And the Chazon Avadia also paskins the same thing like the Kaf HaChaim, that you're allowed to start after Shekiyat HaChama until a quarter of an hour after Shekiyah. So therefore, basically coming out that until 15 minutes afterwards. Rav Ben Zion Abba Shaul, in the Or LeZion, he comes and he says, until when are you allowed to eat Seudat Shlishit? So this is in Perek Kaf Aleph Halacha Chet. He says, as long as it wasn't 13 and a half minutes after the Shekiyah, he's allowed with the Avad to start Seudat Shlishit. However, though, if he's going to start even within 5 minutes from the Shekiyah, he shouldn't eat more than a kabetza. So here you have a chumrah of Rav Ben Zion, because according to the other opinions, once you started, there's no problem. And especially if you started before Shekiyah, there's no problem whatsoever. You could eat as much as you want. Here Rav Ben Zion is giving us a chumrah that once already, it's already 5 minutes within the time of sunset, you're not allowed to eat a kabetza. Now, the reason why is he says, he brings down our Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to eat or drink, or he says, other than obviously water. And then he says over here that the Magen Avraham and other Achronim say that what Shulchan Aruch says, Mishetechshach, is even in a Safek Hashecha, which means even if it's going to be a doubt whether it's nighttime or not, you shouldn't eat. But now he says, so even though to do a Shabbat, we paskin Safek Hashecha is already from Shekiyah, he says, to do with the permission of Seudat Shlishit, we're allowed to go until 13 and a half minutes after Shekiyah, because again, that's the concept of Ben HaShemashot. But he says, the Isur Achila of eating right before Havdalah is only an Isur Darabanan. So he says, the prohibition of eating before Havdalah is only Isur Darabanan. So he says, the 13 and a half minutes is Zizmaniyot. So therefore, he says, nevertheless, he says that you shouldn't eat more than a kabetza. So this is what he's actually coming and saying, that right before, 5 minutes before Shekiyah, if you're going to start the meal, you should only eat a kabetza. This is actually a chumrah that not everybody obviously agrees to, as we already brought down that, according to Rav Ovadia, right, as long as you start, even if you start afterwards, you could eat as much as you want, basically, and continue eating. Now there is another chidush that's brought down, is that what happens right now if I started my meal, and I'm taking my time for Seudat Shlishit? Other people, they come, and they already finished Shabbat, right? And now they're having Melaveh Malkah when I'm finishing my Seudat Shlishit. So here it says here, I'm the one that's making Birkat HaMazon. I could be Motzi someone else, Yedei Chovah, his Birkat HaMazon, even though I'm doing it for Seudat Shlishit and he's doing it for Seudat Revi'it. And he says, the Retzeva Chalitzenu, says the Chazon Ovadia, this is in Chanukah and also in Berachot, Amud Resh Zayin, he says the Retzeva Chalitzenu is not considered a Hefsek. Because since at the end of the day I need it for myself, it's not a considered hefsek for you. So this is actually a big chidush that would actually come out, that basically what's happening is that if I'm taking longer in Seudat Shlishit, and again, once I started Beheter, I could continue however I want. I could take out Shabbat at 11 o'clock at night as well, right? And we could do a big minyan at 11 o'clock. However, though, I'm allowed to do the Birkat HaMazon for somebody else, even though he's doing Seudat Revi'it, because again, at the end of the day, it's the same Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, the Ritzev HaChalitzenu is not going to be Ayef Sek.